Oi. Ngana Peter, kule la podcast go.
Yo, abala na uday, everybody. Guini keda. Kwari. Wanga ko my culture story. My podcast. So, hello everyone. Welcome back to My Culture Story. I'm Kato Niwa. And we have a different way of doing things now. Been some changes at my podcast hosting platform. Transition from Anchor .fm to Spotify for podcasts. And so if you notice any differences, that may be the reason why. So tonight I'm joining you from a mine site known as Mullart Well. And this mine site is on the edge of my country, where my ancestors came to settle, escaping the drought and the forced relocations of the British and Australian Army as a result of atomic bomb tests and rocket tests that impacted upon nearly everyone in the desert region. As it happened, and I don't know if many people can say this, but this is my experience, my culture story. Where I am tonight, in a little room in a donga, in a mining camp, is within 500 metres of the very first place that I ever lived in. Came out 2 weeks after I was born in the Leonora Hospital. Came out with my parents and lived in the bough shed and the wheelchair, which is, the bough shed is still standing 54 years later. And where I am tonight, where I'll be sleeping tonight, is only 500 metres from the location that I spent my very first infant, or as we call them, Bilirba years, having just been born, right through to about 5 to 6 years old. I lived there with my parents. So it's quite a surreal sort of experience. Now, I haven't been podcasting for a while. There have been so many things going on in my life. And sadly, this podcast is the first podcast after having lost my father, who passed away about a week ago, just over a week ago. Now, both my parents were probably the most remarkable people one could ever meet. And I, for one, am very honored and privileged to have been their child, myself and my two brothers, Talbot and Zavar. And everything I know, of course, since my early childhood has been teachings and the learnings passed on to me by my mother, Bulwonga, Dolly Walker, and my father, Nyinga, Peter Muir. So both my parents are gone now. They leave a massive legacy. And one of those legacies, an event that was scheduled for over 2 months ago, was the launch on Friday the 17th, coincidentally Diva's birthday, my wife Diva. On Friday the 17th, we launched the Mamu Gigi app. The Mamu Gigi story you can now download at Apple stores and for Android, Google Play and elsewhere. And this app is so exciting. I'm very proud, very excited to announce the launch of the Mamu Gigi story. We did the launch in collaboration with our partners in New Zealand, Kiwa Digital. They did a live launch in New Zealand, which I joined remotely online. And what was so amazing about this experience is Steve Renata, the managing director of Kiwa Digital, and myself, we met probably about 2 years ago during a delegation of Maori businesses accompanying the Federation of Maori Authorities. We came across to Australia trying to work out and find a way, why is the trade agreements between Australia and New Zealand, which also extended to international indigenous commercial connections, why was it not activated? Steve and I took a look at each other and realized, well, that is something that we can do. In my community, the Ngalia Foundation, our charity, has been raising funds to document, record, protect and promote Ngalia language, Ngalia culture, stories and art. And I, in recent years, have established a business, Dilji Corporation, focused on technology and innovation. And one of the first projects that we did with Dilji was to build a telecommunications tower for the Catherine Valley lithium mine, an essential piece of infrastructure for a project that is part of the new age of renewable energy. And as a local Indigenous contractor, I took what left over of the revenue that I received from the project and co-invested it into building the Mamujiji app with Kiwi Digital. I had other sponsors. So a funding matrix made up of private, philanthropic and government sponsorship so that we could build an app that is available for download free of charge anywhere in the world. So this is the first Ngalia language app, an opportunity for thousands of people all around the world to access, hear, and interact with the Ngalia language. Where up until now, the Ngalia language is only 3 speakers, me and my 2 brothers. And I worked for many years with my parents on documenting, recording, and maintaining our language. And fortunately now the hard work of my parents, which is just a phenomenal effort, given that they were never trained linguistically, they basically documented, recorded, and protected the Ngalia language. And through our foundation, and through my company and our partnerships, we're now repositioning and reconstructing our Ngalia stories in the modern age. So I really do recommend that you go and look at Mamujiji Story Android and Apple devices. Download it, try it out, interact, and you will see how our Dreamtime stories are relevant. The law of the land of our ancient past is still current today. The medium and the format in which it is transmitted may have changed, but the message is still the same. Well, on that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to donate to the Ngalia Foundation, please get in touch as we continue to do environmental, cultural, and language preservation work. Well, Ngola Nyaku, and talk to you next time.